Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The last time we were in Morondoy, there was a showdown between John and Sharona over the use of the washroom, and he didn't hide his disgust for her. Dinah and Sonia were on the seawall discussing Unique and Kevin's stormy relationship. They decided that the time had come for a serious intervention. A phone call from Rhonda disturbed the discussion when she called with news that Aubrey had been admitted to hospital with a cardiac arrest. As we return to Morondoy, John is complaining to Coretta about Sharona.
On today's program, we hear from Keisha Chase.
Coretta. Is how long Sharona there in the washroom?
I don't know, John. Why are you asking?
You don't find it strange that she just spend all these long time in there?
She's a young lady. She fixing herself to look nice.
Yes, but spending more than half hour in there is not normal. And it's like every day.
So wait, man. Like you spying upon this girl?
I'm just saying.
You behaving like a creep. Like you timing Sharona every time she go to the toilet.
Coretta the other day nearly embarrassed myself because she was in there so long. You know, when I go in there, the girl didn't even use it.
Wait, you go in there while she was in there?
No, I mean after she come out, I could tell she didn't use the toilet.
John, what is wrong with you? I'm warning you. Try anything with Sharona and it's straight back to prison I'm sending you.
Coretta, I ever give you the impression that I like little girls? Eh? Sharona could be my daughter.
I don't know what you like. But she's a pretty young woman, and you got eyes.
Look, stop this nonsense. You know I would never do something like that.
I never thought you would have beat me either, but look what happened.
You know I would never put my hands on you again. I's one man who got to prison one time, and there's the last time. That is not a nice place.
Speaking about that, when you going back to counseling, and when you going to go and do them tests?
Man, ease me about dinner, man. I'm going to do it in my own time.
Hiya.
You in my ears all the time, and make you want to know it.
Like it's me suffering. You got for be a clown, John.
I don't know how much time I must tell you this. It ain't easy about talking what happened to me.
You got to start somewhere.
Look, just give me some time, Coretta.
And when you going to go and do them tests?
I don't have symptoms of anything. I think I good, man.
John, men just be walking around with sexually transmitted infections and don't got no symptoms. The only way to know for sure is to get tested.
So, suppose I go and test. And they tell me I got HIV. What gonna happen then?
Let me hope that is not the case. Even so, HIV is not the end of the world. It's not a death sentence anymore. People living a full life now once they take the medication as they should.
So you mean for tell me, I got to live the rest of my life for medication for something that I didn't go looking for?
Well, don't take your medication and dead.
Really, Coretta?
Just telling you the options.
Hmm.
You don't know if you have anything until you go and test, John.
Yeah.
We got people in Murundai living good with HIV. Look at Unique. You would never believe she got the virus. And she got it since she was 14 because she mother man raped she.
Only a sick man would do that.
He served his time and come out. He was in Murundai a piece of time when he first come out. But I don't know where he then out.
He must be dead.
Well, I think we would have hear.
Mm.
Anyways, you need to go and sort yourself out. I don't have the energy to look for another man at my age.
Suppose I got HIV, Coretta. You gonna still want me?
I ain't gonna lie. It can be hard to accept, but I won't leave you.
Mm.
But we can go to the doctor and they can advise how to move forward. Unique husband Kevin don't have HIV and they deck together for years. I think once the person who is HIV positive taking the medication as they should, the other person is safe.
I don't think
so. Plus, they got PrEP. Is a pill to prevent the uninfected person from getting HIV. We can find out what we need to do if that's the case.
I don't think I'm ready for this, Coretta.
I don't think you have it, but we can't know for sure unless you go and test.
Yeah. Anyway, let me come after that.
You need to get the answers soon so we know how to move forward with this marriage.
I hear you.
Don't just hear me. Do what you need to do.
Yeah. Anyway, I think you should talk to Sharona.
Why?
I think she hiding something, you know.
The young lady just come to live with me. And you think she hiding something?
So how else you gonna explain them long time she just spending in the toilet?
John, I'm warning you again. Mess wrong, Sharona, and I'm gonna call the police.
Are you trying anything of the sort? I just think she hiding something.
What she could be hiding, tell me.
Man, look, I don't know.
You ain't gonna run the young lady out of here, you know. She just 21 and she life now starting.
And I'm happy for she. But them young people nowadays involved in a lot of things. Some taking drugs, abusing alcohol, and all kind of thing.
Drugs? You had gone?
I ain't saying this though.
And you got the face for talk about who abusing alcohol when you just drink 7 days a week, including holidays, weekends, and Good Fridays? You might pass the young woman.
All right, I give up.
I don't want to hear nothing else about this. Leave the young woman alone.
I gotta take a drink, man.
Mommy, call me right away if anything change, okay? Please. All right, I'm gonna talk to you soon. God, please protect and save my father. I can't lose nobody in my life right now.
Unique?
Hey.
You okay?
No, Kevin. I worried bad about daddy.
How is he doing? What did the doctor say?
Mommy said that there's no change. He conditioning getting better or worse.
Well, it could be a good sign that he's not getting worse though.
Yeah?
Ma, we can keep praying that everything gonna be alright.
Everything got to be alright, Kevin. If I lose my father, I don't know what I can do. I can't lose my father.
Alright, baby, alright.
I ain't seen a couple years of Lucy just like that. I can't handle that.
Maybe we should book a flight so you can go see him, you know. What do you think?
Yes, I want to see him.
Alright, I can do that today. Me and you could go, and between Miss Dinah and Mommy, they could keep Iceland. And there's a chance for me to go see my father too.
Okay, yes, let me do though. I need to see daddy.
I got it. Hi, Mommy. Miss Dinah.
Hi, son.
Evan.
Unique?
Hi, Unique.
Hi, Sonia. Granny, I just talked to Mommy. Daddy's still the same way.
Yes, I talked to Rhonda about 20 minutes ago. We got to keep praying that Aubrey pulled through.
Iceland sleeping?
Yes.
Okay.
I can book 2 tickets for me and Unique go so she can see her father.
Okay.
And Mommy, same time I'm up there, I could check on Daddy too.
All right.
I think it's nice for you to go together.
I can book the tickets today.
Oh, we could talk to y'all for a little bit now though.
Yes, Miss Dino.
Sure.
All right, let me sit down. All right. You know me and Sonia very concerned about your marriage.
Yes, Miss Dino.
Look, this is not what I want to talk about right now. For goodness sake, My father's sick in hospital.
All right, Unique, all right. I sure Aubrey gonna be all right. But you and Kevin got to continue living your lives. The way things going is not good for Iceland. You don't want to traumatize your poor child before she could even speak?
Miss Dino, I think me and Unique going to the States can give us some time alone to decide how we want to move forward.
How long you think you guys can stay?
I gonna have to take some leave from work, man. I could get 2 weeks.
Look, I want to stay with Daddy until he gets better, okay? We don't know how long that will take.
Well, if it's a case where I got to come back to work, we gonna extend your time. We could do that, man.
Good.
I just don't want to talk about me and Kevin right now.
Yeah, I want to stay married, though.
Yeah. Yes. I'm all in. I love you, Nick.
Me or Kevin ain't filed for divorce, so I don't understand the question, Granny.
If you're going to continue cussing and fighting, you might want to consider options.
Granny, you see we cussing and fighting now? Me main focus right now is on me father.
I'm just saying. Once Aubrey gets better, what is the next step for y'all? I think maybe you should get a little job or do a course at UG. Do something for yourself.
Kevin, please book the tickets.
All right. I'm going to get my laptop.
Unique, I hope everything turned out okay with Aubrey.
Thanks, Miss Sonia.
All right. We could start looking for flights now.
Sonia, you don't think you would want to go same time as see fine man?
Well,
this trip is not about Sonia going to see fine man, Granny. This trip is about me going to see my father, my sick father.
All right, Unique. It was just a suggestion.
It's okay, Dino. I could go any other time.
Is mommy? Hello? What? No, 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 no!
Unique? Hello, Randa? What happened? I'll be dead?
No!
Oh, God!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.